Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark, and there is some intra-Trump administration drama spilling out into the public, and I'm excited to break it down for you. Elon versus Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro, fresh out of the clink, versus our former shadow president, maybe losing a little bit of altitude with his influence inside the White House. I'm going to break it all down for you, but first, subscribe to the feed. Tell your friends, come on, subscribe to the feed. We appreciate everybody for watching. So here's how it all started. Elon was on like some Zoom from space situation, talking about our relationship with Europe. His message is a little dissonant from what we saw, you know, maybe in the signal text chain where Hegs, the vice president and the secretary of defense, were talking about how they loathe Europe, our European allies, and how they're pathetic, how they want to punish them. Elon has a different view. Hate to be on the side of Elon and these sorts of things, but, you know, somebody's got to be right when there's a disagreement within the White House. And in this case, it seems like it's Elon. But here he is in this kind of weird Zoom situation, discussing what he wants to see with the U.S.-European economic partnership, particularly with regards to tariffs.
I hope that the United States and Europe can establish a very close partnership. We obviously are, there's an alliance already, but I'm hopeful that there can be a very close relationship with America and Europe. I'm hopeful, for example, with the tariffs that at the end of the day, I hope it is agreed that both Europe and the United States should move, ideally, in my view, to a zero tariff situation, effectively creating a free trade zone between Europe and North America.
Okay, so Elon wants free trade. Elon wants to see a zero barrier trade between the U.S. and Europe, and that's where he wants to get. Maybe he's deluded himself into thinking that Donald Trump could possibly go there if, you know, the Europeans say thank you enough. You know, maybe Donald Trump will back down. I don't know. Or maybe he's just popping off, saying his own things. He doesn't care. Hard to get inside his head, you know. Also, maybe he's not fully, you know, maybe the brain isn't fully where it needs to be in a given moment. Yeah, you know, a lot of possibilities there. But pretty interesting that he's giving, you know, sort of a extremist free market view there, which is the direct opposite of what's happening from the administration. You know, there are a couple ways to deal with that. Everybody could just ignore Elon and say you play over in your sandbox, or, you know, it could bubble up into public. Well, Elon seemed to be kicking the hornet's nest enough that he wanted to make it come out in public. Because the next thing that happened was after this, there's some chat on X about this. And Elon ends up making fun of Peter Navarro. Let me pull this up. Elon is replying to a real kind of high intellect, high IQ person named Insurrection Barbie at Defiantly Free on X. Is this a real person? Who knows? I mean, you almost hope this is a Russian bot, honestly. But anyway, Insurrection Barbie is tweeting about how smart Peter Navarro is, that how he's got a PhD in economics, but he's the one who really understands the tariff situation, not these old fear-free market neocon guys. And Elon replies to Insurrectionist Barbie. A PhD in econ from Harvard is a bad thing, not a good thing. It results in ego brains being greater than ability to solve problems. Takes one to know one, I guess, on ego being too big than the problem. Ego being too big to be able to accurately assess problems. I mean, that might be... Boy, could you describe Doge in a better way than that? Somebody who thinks he knows everything, you know, running roughshod over a situation where he's actually not that informed and not really that well situated to solve the problem. Anyway, that is Elon projecting and attacking Peter Navarro. So, of course, this eventually comes back to Peter Navarro. He is asked about this over on Fox. Let's watch.
go back to Elon Musk for a second, because I'm glad that you brought that up. He also took a shot at you personally on X, and he's going against the administration with respect to the tariff policy. The president has said in the coming months he may leave the administration. Peter, is there a rift internally?
No, I mean, look, Elon, when he's in his Doge lane, is great. But we understand what's going on here. We just have to understand. Elon sells cars, and he's in Texas assembling cars that have big parts of that car from Mexico, China. The batteries come from Japan or China. The electronics come from Taiwan. And he's simply protecting his own interests, as any business person would do. We're more concerned about Detroit building Cadillacs with American engines.
So there he is, Navarro, going at right at him, saying Elon sells cars that have big parts from Mexico, China, Japan, and Taiwan. He's protecting his own interests. And Navarro, and it's just kind of funny, just as a pro-tariff spin, Navarro's like, the only thing we care about are Cadillacs made with engines built in America. It's like, we're representing the forgotten man here. We really care about the American consumer and the American people. That the only thing this administration is worried about is creating the best environment for caddies, for Cadillacs with engines built in America. So great news if you are one of the people that work on Cadillac engines, I guess. Pretty okay news if you are a Cadillac purchaser, because maybe your Escalade the cost of your Escalade won't go up quite as much as the cost of other cars. Probably go up a little bit. Pretty terrible news if you're, a consumer in this country that buys cars that have parts made in Mexico, China, Japan, Taiwan. Pretty terrible news if you... He even mentions in this clip that Elon has a plant in Texas. So, if you are one of the American workers that works at a plant that makes cars or makes car parts that go into a car that also has other parts made from other parts of the world, Peter Navarro is a sub 50 level IQ when he's talking about all this. So, this person knows nothing. His idiocy might end up wrecking the entire global economy. It's a pretty direct shot at Elon. And here's the thing. Peter Navarro might know nothing. His arguments might be just utterly idiotic in the extreme. But Trump's on his side of the argument. And so if he's out on Fox shitting on Elon, saying Elon is caring about his own business more than he cares about this great country, Mr. President. Well, that's a rift that will have to be resolved at some point. And you can't just go around working in the White House if big factions in the White House think that you care more about your business than the country. And I guess you could, but that really cuts against the core, obviously, propaganda message, the core farce of what this White House is pushing, that they're America first, they care about America. Peter Navarro hitting Elon right where it hurts on that and sending the message on Fox, where Donald Trump might see it. It's probably on at the golf club. He's been golfing with the Saudis this weekend. So we will see how all that shakes out. But this is the first real, and there's been all this scuttlebutt about how Elon might go, or how some people might be annoyed by him or bristling. But this is the first core ideological fight since the Bannon one, which Elon won, or at least in the short term, which, Bannon did not successfully diminish Elon's influence as he had wished during the transition between the election and the White House. This is the first time that now we're getting to a real disagreement that hits at the core of Trump and at MAGA. That's what I like to focus on. And sometimes some of this stuff is just gossip rag stuff where it's so-and-so's mad at so-and-so in the White House. It's who cares? Office gossip. This is deeper than that. This is a fundamental fissure, and it's about what policies this administration puts forth, what the future of MAGA is, who are going to be the power centers inside the White House for the next, I don't even want to say how many months, 45 months. Very serious stuff there. A lot to chew over. We'll keep monitoring it. And everybody else, hope you enjoy the Final Four this weekend, the Women's Championship game today. Subscribe to the feed, and we'll be seeing you back here soon. Peace.